You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 23. It's the little things. Episode 23. It's a nice sunny day here today, here in Salt Lake City. But, you know, even the wind had to come and help add a notch of negative in the day. The official start of summer is here, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, the weather's nice, it's sunny, it's, you know, even with the little bits of wind, it's not bad. But according to the calendar, it's still a ways away. It's Saturday, June 21st, so, you know, about a week and a half or so away, 2 weeks away. I had my taste of Windows 8.1 recently, and it's a lot better than Windows 8, but still doesn't hold a candle to Windows 7. So I will update in depth in a future episode. And with that, let's start the news. Comedian Tracy Morgan was in a serious condition after his limo was hit by a semi trailer this last weekend. About 1 a.m. or so, they left a comedy club in Delaware and were headed towards North Carolina for a show. A semi trailer, the truck driver, I guess, fell asleep or wasn't aware and swerved into their lane, hit their van limo, and it was bad. There was one death. One of the comedians that opened for Tracy Morgan, Jimmy Mack. Evidently, Jimmy Mack is someone that Tracy is like a protege. So, you know, he was killed in the wreck. So that's a sad loss there. Tracy still in, as I mentioned in the beginning, still in serious condition in the hospital. The truck driver has been charged in the accident. So, you know, there's negligence, and I guess he was driving a Walmart truck. From the story I read, that kind of came across as what one of the story. So, the latest news is that Tracy is still in critical condition, but has been responding well. So that's good news. You know, it's always sad when these accidents happen to anyone, regardless of fame or celebrity. So I'm hoping Tracy will make a full recovery and bring his comedy back to his fans. On Monday, Apple gave their WWDC keynote for 2014. So WWDC is Worldwide Developer Conference. It's the 25th year that they've held it. And pretty much this covered two new things, which is the new version of OS X, which they've titled Yosemite. And then iOS 8. So Tim Cook and Craig Federighi took to the stage for this latest developer conference and keynote. And, you know, it was really, you know, I give props to Tim Cook, but I tell you, Craig Federighi, he is a rock star when it comes to giving presentations. He's very good. He doesn't, he adds humor to it. He really covers, and he knows the topic. So he did both OS X Yosemite and iOS 8 and covered the different features. So one feature across both the OS X and iOS 8 is called continuity or proximity. And so basically what it is your Apple devices will find each other, you know, when they're near each other. So if you started an email on your Mac and say you start an email on your iPhone and realize on your Mac and you want to, you know, it has a bigger keyboard, bigger screen, it'll show up and you can actually finish it what you started mid-sentence, if even. So I thought that was pretty cool. Phone calls, you can now take calls on your Mac, very much like how Google Voice works, but with continuity. So, if your phone's nearby, but say it's on the charger and you don't want to, go and find the phone and take a call on it, just take the call on your Mac. So during the keynote, they actually called Dr. Dre. So that was the only Beats acquisition mentioned during this keynote. On iOS 8, group messaging. I hate group messaging. I loathe it. It's, you know, it's just it's so stupid because, you know, if you want to leave, you can't. You have to start a new message, and then someone else responds to it. Well, guess what? The new feature will allow you to leave the conversation. So I've been waiting for this for a long time, as you can tell. And, you know, it's about time. It should have been in a couple versions ago, but hey, it's coming now. And the other news, the big news, is that they have a new programming language called Swift. Yes. Cue the Taylor Swift jokes. They've already happened online. But this new language, Swift, goes beyond Objective-C and makes it easier to develop apps. So they already have an iBook available that has a documentation on what the language is all about. So, it's kind of cool. There's so many other new changes and everything. It's all coming this fall. All upgrades are free. iPhone 4 users, you're not going to get the iOS 8 upgrade. Sorry. But iPhone 4S and newer, and then iPod Touch 5th gen and newer. And iPad 2 and newer, I believe, gets it. And then all Macs made in mid-2007 and newer will get OS X Yosemite. So, yes, I'm very excited for these new changes. It's going to be really cool. Every time they upgrade OS X and iOS every year, big changes happen. And, you know, sometimes if it's an adjustment, but other times it's features that people have been waiting for. So kudos to Apple. Wasatch High School here in Utah, the students got their yearbooks and noticed that their photos were altered. So some girls that wore, like, say, sleeveless shirts or dresses had their photo touched up to add sleeves. Or if it had a plunging neckline, someone who obviously knew just a tiny bit about Photoshop would just add, black covering or, whatever, change the color to black. Anyway, the school said that they would apply dress code standards to the yearbook photos, but it appears to be only girls that had their photos altered. So there's other parts of the yearbook that showed shirtless males in, in various stances that did make the yearbook without any altered changes, without any photoshopping. And not every student that had sleeveless tops were edited as well. So it appeared to be just a few. So, it caused quite a stir with a lot of parents. They want new yearbooks printed, but they said they're not going to print new yearbooks due to cost. Okay, well, I get the cost thing, but, it's just so stupid. They're not coming to school naked. They're, sleeveless is acceptable, but here in Utah, sometimes sleeveless is a bad thing. It doesn't fall under the normal religious tenets of the dominant religion here. I still don't get it. So the staff and school principal have stated that they apologized for not being consistent with their changes. So you would think at the time the photos were being taken, picture day, that someone from the school would have been there to see clothing worn that was not, quote unquote, meeting the dress code standards, So I disagree with this, modest decision. That's something, it's just it shouldn't be happening. It's 2014. They're not dressing up like prostitutes. They're nice shirts, But for some reason, parents seem to think, or not parents, but school leaders, they're not dressed appropriately. Anyway. So I hope in the future that better judgment calls will be made. This week's rant. Planned outages and upgrades never go as smooth as you want them to. So yes, some of my rants are based on my day job, which appropriately is filled with a lot of material for the rants here in these episodes. So we did it yesterday, Saturday. We did a network upgrade at my day job to a 10 gigabit backbone. So much needed. This was our second attempt. We also made an earlier attempt in March, but we had the wrong parts. we were given the wrong information from vendors and companies, part vendors. And so, this time the hardware part, so we did our planning. We made sure that everything was well. The hardware part of the upgrade went smooth and was on time. Actually, we finished a little bit sooner than what we thought. So, but all other issues related to our network being down took the longest. So we have little web apps, our phone system, our VoIP system, servers needing reboots that normally don't need rebooting. Obviously when the network was down, it couldn't reach other servers. So, it seems like there's always so many little things that take the longest in these outages and these upgrades. So we planned for a 12-hour outage. Technically, we finished in 8 hours, but the little things added another 5 hours. So it was a 13-hour outage. Yeah, just frustrating, but hey, that's how it goes. This week's shameless plug, Britt Reintz gives an 18-minute talk for TEDx. So TED is the educational talks that people give, and they have a segment called TEDx, which goes locally. Well, Britt lives in Pittsburgh, and she gave a talk on 3 simple steps on how to create a better, happier life for yourself. One of the main things she mentioned, no more shoulds, which means, I should have done this, I should have done that, or, maybe if I should have made, other decisions. And, so that was kind of a really good key point that she talked about. She's been a blogger for some time, and I followed her for many years, watching her life change to where she is at today. So on the show notes, I've posted the YouTube video for this talk. It's just a little more than 18 minutes. You should try and go out and watch it. It's, and I think the steps she outlines in her talk are very, very helpful. They might help make your life better and happier. What about the big things? Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.